said Henry in a low voice. "He will go right past us on his way back. Maybe we can see more then." Soon the figure went by at a fast pace, but the two boys could not see anything more. He was too far away, down by the water.
"I wish I could see better,"
Henry said. Benny whispered,
"That long cape covers him up. It could be a woman and not a man at all."
"Maybe they're all women,"
returned Henry. That seemed so funny that the boys laughed softly. They watched until the last figure had gone down the beach. His steps were slow now.
"I hope whoever it is won't bother Mr. Lee," said Benny, feeling worried.
"Mr. Lee can take care of himself," said Henry. "Don't forget he has the dog."
"That's right, I forgot Richard. If anyone tried to hurt his master, Richard would tear him to pieces. I guess that's the end of this adventure."
Benny remembered the footprints he had seen in the sand in the morning, but all at once he was too sleepy to think about anything. The two boys went back to bed. They slept until morning, when they heard Jessie in the kitchen getting breakfast. They told her about their excitement at midnight. After breakfast on the sand, with tea ready, the Aldens were not surprised to see Mr. Lee coming toward them, but he walked slowly. When he arrived, he said, "Good day," as usual, but he looked tired. Jessie thought, "Oh, I do hope he isn't sick. He looks terrible this morning." "You had a bad night?" she asked, as she put the teapot on the tray.
"Yes, I really did. I'm not a good sleeper anyway. Are you?"
He looked right at Jessie as he said this. It was almost like asking her if she had seen the men walking around on the beach.
"We are all good sleepers," replied Jessie. "I'm so sorry you have such bad nights. Nothing bothers me, unless I hear somebody calling Jessie. Then I wake right up."
Mr. Lee drank his tea as if he needed it, and after a short time, he began to look better. He smiled at the Aldens, perhaps because he could see that they were worried about him. Suddenly, Mr. Lee asked,
"Benny, why don't you try the metal finder again? Perhaps you'll find something. Perhaps you won't. It's always the same chance when you try."
"I understand,"
Benny replied. He took up the metal finder and looked around at the beach. Mr. Lee said,
"Do you see that piece of post? I'm quite sure there used to be an old dock there, because there are several posts like that. Try listening around them. You see, objects usually work their way under the sand to a post or a big rock. Go slowly now."
Benny obeyed. He ran the ring very, very slowly around the post. Richard stood up. He wagged his tail, but he didn't understand why this strange boy should be using his master's rod again. He lay down and whined. All at once, the metal finder gave a signal that something was nearby. Yes.